Hello and welcome to Redefine, your home for news about parental school choice and education reform.
All right, well, Representative Julian, you are a Democrat who is obviously not very happy with the Democratic Party in Florida right now. You told the Sunshine State News, quote, "My party leadership expects that I, a black person and someone whose family fled a dictatorship, came to this land of democracy and freedom so I could be a slave to them. I'm insulted they would expect that of me." In the context of school choice, what did you mean by that?
What I mean by this is that when your family makes a sacrifice, and obviously I didn't have a choice, okay? A little play on words there. I didn't have a choice in what country I would grow up in, because I was a child when my parents emigrated to the United States of America. Mm-hmm. My parents had always instilled in us that the most valuable thing that a person could have, that no one could ever take away from you, is your education. In Haiti, where I was born, the majority of the people who received a good education, they received it in a private school because their parents were economically able to provide them with that education. The others just didn't get educated at all. And that's one of the reasons why, and this is nothing derogatory about Haitians, it's not their fault. The majority of Haitians, unfortunately, are not well educated, or are not educated at all, mm-hmm. or are undereducated, because there are different classes of education. Now, we come to this country where we do have a good public school system, and that's great. God bless America for that. But once I got into the legislature, and again, God has blessed me because my entire education has been public schools. My wife, same thing. All of our children are public school educated all the way through the university systems. But there are other families out there where their parents or their families are not able to provide them with a good public school education. Why is that? Because, unfortunately, they happen to not live in an area where the public school system is successful. So if there's an opportunity for a child to receive an education that is, let's say, right across the street, but it happens to be a charter school, or it happens to be a private school, and as a taxpayer, I don't have a problem with providing my tax dollars to the parent via a voucher or a coupon or whatever form it comes in, where you could say, you know what, ma'am or sir, here's the money. Go find the best way to educate your child. Because if we don't educate the child, we're going to end up spending so much more later on, either by incarcerating them, and that's far more expensive, or, God forbid, they're going to be out there because they are undereducated, because they don't have a career, they don't have a future. They're going to be breaking into our homes. They're going to be, doing things that we're not going to be proud of. And so in that regard, as a Democrat, I've always, and I believe that the Democratic Party has said that it is the party of tolerance. So if the Democratic Party is the party of tolerance, where it is the big tent, so then where is that big tent mentality that would say to me that I don't have the right to vote what I believe?
So on school choice, you don't feel like, and I think I know the answer to this, but on school choice, you don't see that big tent within the Democratic Party. You feel like there was tensions there because you were not on the same page with the leadership.
Yes, absolutely. And also, it's not only is it the leadership within the Democratic Party, I also believe it's the teachers' union as well. Because they seem to want to demagogue everything. And you know what's funny? I will speak to individual teachers who are members of the union, and they will tell me that they do not have a problem with the vouchers. Because you know what the beautiful thing about teachers? They want to teach children. They want children to learn. That's why they became teachers to begin with. But the leadership within the unions have a totally different idea. And I think it starts from the union leadership, and then it kind of trickles down into the party leadership. And I didn't go through all of these sacrifices in my life so that I could be told what to do or what to believe. We can have an honest debate. If you want to show me that my belief is wrong, if you want to help me understand why this bill, which provides a corporate tax credit, we're not taking money away from the schools, because there's no one that says that if we didn't provide this corporate tax credit, that the money which would go into the general fund would end up trickling back into public education. It would probably go into other things that need money. But it's been proven, at least based on what I've seen, and no one has been able to refute it, that for every dollar that we spend on a voucher, providing a poor child, and I want to emphasize poor, because 100% of the children that benefit from this program, they're poor. 60% of them are minorities.
Right.
And
right.
So for every dollar that we're putting into this, we're actually relieving the burden from the public school system. So no one has been able to give me a good, credible argument. And I'm open to the argument. If you want to sit down with me and treat me as a human being and help me understand why my vote is wrong, I welcome it. But what I don't welcome are people that want to put the chains back around my ankles and my arms and pull me into the direction that they want, because I refuse to do that.
Tell me this. Please go into this a little bit more. Why do you think support for vouchers and tax credit scholarships is in line with a Democratic worldview? You're a Democrat. Why do you think support for school choice is in line with Democratic thinking?
Democrats say that they want to educate people. Democrats say that they want they fight for the poor. Democrats say that their entire mantra is to be the voice for the voiceless. Democrats say that they are there for the sole purpose of fighting for the people. What better fight is there than to fight to educate a poor child?
Well, then why, in your view, is that position not embraced by so many Democrats?
First, for the most part, I think too many of our elected officials in the legislature are lazy. Second, I believe that too many of our elected officials in the legislature who are responsible for making laws, whether it's at the state level or at the federal level, are just content to be there. And they forget that they took an oath to serve the people. And they are there to be a representative of the people. And so they allow themselves to very simply follow the talking points of their party leadership.
So you think this is not a thoughtful position they've arrived at? They're simply following the leader on this?
Absolutely, because for the most part, in the less than 2 years that I've spent in the legislature, I see the talking points exchanging hands, and people get up and they take to the floor and they grab the microphone, and I could read verbatim, word for word, right along with them, what it is that they're saying. They didn't write it. It's not their belief. It's not their ideology. It's not what their constituents want. It simply is something that was written for them to say.
Well, why is the leadership not embracing what you just so nicely articulated as a Democratic position? I mean, you outlined how expanded school choice seems to be in sync with Democratic values. Why would the leadership not be on that same page?
I can't speak to leadership as to why they do or do not do what they should do, because I'm not in leadership and I'm not them. And most likely people like me would never be in a leadership position, because I don't necessarily toe any line. But if I were to assume, which I don't like to do, if I were to take an educated guess, I would say it has to do with where the money comes from. It has to do with, again, it goes back to the unions. Because if you look at who my primary opposition was in this election cycle, it was the teachers' union.
Well, where ultimately do you think the Democratic Party is headed on this then? I mean, obviously there's a lot of internal tensions, both with the Democratic Party at the state level and, I think, increasingly at the national level. I mean, do you think the party will adopt the big tent that you referred to earlier, or do you think it will continue to insist on one position?
It is my humble belief that they will continue to insist on that one position, because as long as the teachers' union is opposed to the corporate tax scholarship, then the Democratic Party will continue to oppose it. And also, I believe that the majority of Democrats, and I could basically write the script right now for the folks who are probably going to come in. And again, I truly believe that there are certain Democrats who are coming up who would want to vote for this, because if they have the information, they could see that they could support it, but they would get whipped out of supporting it.
Along those lines, I wanted to ask you about something that I had heard happened last spring. I don't want to traffic in rumors here, but I'm curious whether this unfolded, and if it did, you know, what exactly happened. So I heard that there was a Democratic caucus meeting, and that some representatives from the teachers' union were there, and they told lawmakers, if you vote against a bill that you know, expands the tax credit scholarship program, that will get you quote-unquote amnesty. In other words, you know, if you vote against that bill, you'll be forgiven, even if you've supported that program in the past, and you won't have to worry about a primary challenger. Is there anything to this at all? Is this a crazy rumor, or did something like this actually happen?
No, it's not crazy rumor. You know, all kinds of interesting things happen. But you know, and that's why I said that I could basically write the script in terms of what's going to happen in this upcoming legislature. The folks that, with the information that I know that I have, and I read up on the school choice, with that information, folks that really care about educating children, especially the poor children, they would want to support this, but they would get whipped out of it. And that's exactly what I mean, right? They would get whipped out of it. And a lot of these folks, I guarantee you, if they try to push back, they're going to be told, go talk to John Patrick Julian down there in Miami and ask him how those votes worked out for him.
So you'll be Exhibit A.
Yes, yes, exactly. And they'll probably say, go talk to Mac Bernard as well,
right,
and ask him how those votes worked for him.
Well, just going back to this Democratic caucus meeting, so did something like that unfold? Was there a message that if you vote against this program, we'll spare you?
I wasn't at that caucus meeting, but some of my colleagues that had supported the program before, their votes changed this year because of that caucus meeting.
Well, Representative Julian, one last thing. So the Sunshine State News piece, the last one, said that you were considering switching parties. So I feel like I have to ask you, are you going to switch parties?
I am seriously considering it. I'm not sure who told the Florida Sunshine State News that I was considering it, but yes, there's a lot of truth to that. I'm considering changing. Of course, people think that I'm considering going to the Republican Party, but that's not it. I don't believe that I didn't leave the Democratic Party, and if I do make that switch, I will not have left the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party will have left me. I have tried to explain to the leadership within the Democratic Party that as Haitians, our ideology is conservative. We're registered Democrats, but we are conservatives. We believe in certain things, and to not allow someone to represent their constituents to the best of their ability, to me, is a travesty. And I cannot, in good conscience, stay in a party like that, because in essence, all I would be doing if I stayed is to say, I'm putting politics above people, and I will never do that.
Okay. Well, on that note, Representative Julian, thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking all this time to talk to me.
Thank you, and I wish you a good day.